Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And happy Friday. Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where come rain, come shine, come complicated feelings about a holiday such as Independence Day, we are still showing up, by God. These butts are in these chairs because there are things out there and we need to talk about them. And we take this duty seriously.
Yep.
Thanks this for week, joining us.
We are going to entertain you with bears, balls, and ways to feel good about Independence Day.
That's right. By God. We are going to have our weekly dose of positivity.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm excited about it.
I think we should go in reverse order of positivity.
Yes. Uh-huh. Let's do that.
Because my first one is positive, but it may not feel that way at first. But I think it is. It is the fact that Frederick Douglass's speech, What to the Slave is the 4th of July, from July 5th, 1852, pre-Civil War, is now the thing to do to celebrate July 4th in the United States. I linked in our show notes to just a Google News search of Frederick Douglass July 4th speech, even though he gave it on July 5th. NPR, The Hill, Democracy Now!, The Harvard Gazette, CBS News, Travel and Leisure. Like these are all just within the past day. Places either doing readings of it or articles about it or celebrations of it.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Should we read a little bit of it? Because it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the window here.
I'm on an NPR page. I can start while you find the rest.
I have the part that I want to read towards the end. So you read an excerpt, and then I'll finish this off at the end.
But what if I steal it?
I doubt you will. But if you do, okay. Man, then that's great.
It was originally given and apparently in a video. I'm just making sure. Yes, it was today, Friday, in a video released by NPR Tuesday, a group of five descendants of Frederick Douglass gathered together and took turns reading lines from the speech, which is remarkable. Are the great principles of political freedom and of natural justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year, the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim.
Now, there is a lot in this speech.
There is a lot.
You need to read it. You do. Yeah. You should. I'm not telling you what to do, but you would benefit by reading it. Here's where I'll leave it. This is the second to last paragraph before he actually finishes with a reading of a William Lloyd Garrison poem. But the second to last of his own work is, I therefore leave off where I began with hope. While drawing encouragement from the Declaration of Independence, the great principles it contains, and the genius of American institutions, my spirit is also cheered by the obvious tendencies of the age. Parenthetical, this is the age of 1852. Nations do not now stand in the same relation to each other that they did ages ago. No nation can now shut itself up from the surrounding world and trot round in the same old path of its fathers without interference. The time was when such could be done. Long-established customs of hurtful character could formally fence themselves in and do their evil work with social impunity. Knowledge was then confined and enjoyed by the privileged few, and the multitude walked on in mental darkness. But a change has now come over the affairs of mankind. Walled cities and empires have become unfashionable. The arm of commerce has borne away the gates of the strong city. Intelligence is penetrating the darkest corners of the globe. It makes the pathway over and under the sea as well as on the earth. Wind, steam, and lightning are its chartered agents. Oceans no longer divide, but link nations together.
Hmm.
And that, my friends, is why you need to read the whole thing.
You really do.
Because it's unapologetic in its condemnation of slavery. Yep. And yet Frederick Douglass was saying there was a lot in that Constitution and Declaration of Independence that we could still live up to. And that's why I love this.
Yeah, there was hope for America. And here, I mean, here we are having many of the same conversations, but with incremental progress every time and hopefully a hell of a lot more coming right now. And this is so, it's interesting because I'm going to switch my order also. But before I do that, I'm going to say that so much of this is relevant because of what is happening this weekend around, I mean, obviously, like Black Lives Matter protests are still happening. They may not be in the news for whatever reason, but I think there was a story today that said that civil rights activists and also just sort of like crowd counters believe that these are going to be the biggest protests since the civil rights movement and probably even bigger. Like millions of people globally are continuing to march.
We drove to Shake Shack yesterday. That's not the important part of this story. But on our way, we saw people protesting.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a group of people in a corner of LA County holding up signs, getting people to honk. Like, I was like, oh, this is still rolling.
It happens every Wednesday on the street around my corner. Yeah. Every Wednesday, everybody stands. And they were trying to do it every day. And it's pretty remarkable. And then today... of course, Mount Rushmore has been trending on Twitter all day because that is where the president's going to go tomorrow for the 4th of July. And all of the old and incredibly painful and still all too relevant conversations about Native American rights in this country are coming up as well. And I've been reading Stamped from the Beginning, which I said I was going to read, and I discover a new horrific thing with every chapter. And one of the things I discovered was that the first slaver ship to sail from America, as we now know it, had Indians on board, had Native Americans on board. And it just cannot, none of it can be separated and still has to be said every year.
All that said, and don't not say that, it doesn't undermine the fact that we can and are making things better.
Not at
by
all.
Saying
no.
That.
By having this conversation.
By having
year,
this conversation, by talking about these things. And that's why Frederick Douglass in 1852 said, in 1852, okay, slavery is still in place. There is no civil war. Saying, listen, folks, there is encouragement from the Declaration of Independence. Yes. There's a lot of work to be done. And there was even well more work to be done then. And that's why I say read the whole thing. But he's like, We can do this. It's going to be hard, but we can do this.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I'm not even saying all of that to bring us down. I'm saying this is the fact that it is part of this year's 4th of July means it needs to be part of every year's 4th of July.
Well, and like, I think that
is the goal of
America. That's where I wanted to go with this. This has been kind of bubbling up previous 4th of Julys, but it's often... It often is, I think, taken as a condemnation of America and a bit of self-hatred. And I don't think it should be. I think what it is a prescription for America.
Yeah,
like, hey, totally. You want to be as good as you said you wanted to be? Here's a few things you can do to make that happen. It can still happen.
The golden rule, I think, I also learned was... coined or adopted and popularized by the Mennonites in 1688 in a petition against slavery.
Hmm.
I mean, this is who we should be. So what is so interesting is that my thing today, one of my things, and then we'll get to our happy things, is Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
For the obvious reason, yes, that it is streaming on Disney Plus, and I just, you know, I've been like, I gotta get through it's a thing, and then I'm just gonna watch it over and over. It's basically like the new, you know, that old movie, A Christmas Story with Ralphie that just plays for like 24 hours all Christmas long. Totally. Yeah, that's Hamilton now at my house. So there's like the obvious reason, which is that Hamilton is now streaming, but there's also the part where Hamilton made me feel totally patriotic, and it's kind of like, it is the perfect thing to be happening this weekend for a number of reasons. One is it's incredible. Two is that it truly makes you contemplate America in a really deep and profound way. The idea of revolution, the struggle for freedom, the kind of like weird joy that was in that, you know, and what an accomplishment that was. And the people who were imagining what this country could be. And then there's the part where it is all wrapped up in the very real and very problematic and very complicated history of this country, including the men who were portrayed in Hamilton, some of whom were slave owners. And it's like this really, I think that the fact that it is such a big thing, the fact that it encompasses in a weird way everything that America was, horrific sins and all, everything that America is, progress, people of color taking those roles, is kind of profound. It's like a 360. It's a little bit of a 360 view,
yeah,
of America.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Lin-Manuel Miranda, another one, genius, able to say, look, just because we weren't perfect before doesn't mean we can't take the aspirations and things that are good, mm-hmm, and work towards making those real and keeping the things that are good. He's so good at that. I love his Twitter feed. Yeah. Just makes me feel good every time I read it.
Be better.
Yeah.
Just be better. And it's like, I know. And there is something about... Lin-Manuel Miranda
is never judgmental. He's never bringing people down.
Yeah.
But he's also not apologizing. He's not excusing. It's an amazing way he has of doing that. And it shows in Hamilton, I think.
I think so too. I think it's remarkable. It's funny to see the, you know, of course there's like takes. Everyone has their takes about, does it hold up and does it feel outdated on, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nope, I'm just going to watch it 100 times. Also, hopefully everybody also saw the YouTube video where they parodied a bunch of Hamilton songs with basically the mask debate.
Uh-huh.
And it is amazing. I put the link in the Discord. It will be in the show notes. When you have all the songs in your head, just like go and watch the Holderness family with some pretty impressive lyrics recreating the mask debate, and then just being like, just wear a flipping mask.
All right, you may be
that's
looking
politics
for something
for today.
You may be looking for something to do in your backyard, and you may, if you're lucky, have 4 people in your household, and maybe you only have room for a circle, and you're like, what am I going to do with this? Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the resurging popularity of Spikeball.
What?
Round net, commonly known as spike ball, based on the revival started by the Spike Ball Incorporated company, manufacturing equipment for the sport back in 2008. It is a kind of a volleyball meets foursquare sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
2 teams of 2 people at 4 points around a net, with partners located at neighboring positions. And you got to get 3 hits. You have 3 hits to return the ball to the net. No boundaries of play, so it can be as big as you need. Participants are free to run, set, spike the ball from anywhere around the net.
We should make it clear that the net, in case it isn't, is on the ground.
Yes,
like
yes, right.
It's only about 3 or 4 inches above the ground. I'm laughing because somebody that I know, and I'm trying to remember when, someone was recently given this as a gift in the before times, but still. And we were like, what is the point of this game? And then everybody started wailing the ball. And because you basically are spiking the ball, it's right there in the name, spike mm-hmm. ball, down to this net that is on the ground horizontally, like 4 inches above the ground. And so it's just this kind of like crazy, sproinging, shockingly
right,
fun.
Right, because it's a trampoline-like net.
God,
it's not just a net
now.
Laying directly on the ground, right?
Target.com. Damn it. I'm shopping.
Listen, if you have a trampoline and a volleyball,
you can play spike ball. You can
DIY
you're right,
this,
actually.
Like, honestly.
But I don't, so I need it.
And I've been seeing more and more people talking about spike ball. It may just be you know, confirmation bias or whatever, or nearness or nearness bias or something like that. But I'm like, this is still around, and it's a thing that people do. So Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I think I might have to get this as part of my backyard, my camp, the summer camp that is my backyard.
Yeah. Kits cost what? Like 50, 60 bucks, something like that?
$49.99 at Target.com.
Yeah.
It's already in my cart.
You don't need a lot of room and you can use whatever room you have. That's the key.
Yeah.
Because the trampoline's small.
I've seen it indoors.
Like, it's, you know, what, 2-3 feet across, right? Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I like that. That's a good, like, summertime activity. No one can go anywhere or, you know, isn't or is going to have to go back home.
There is also professional spike ball going on.
I bet that's, I'm going to look that up on YouTube. I bet that is fun to watch. My thing sort of came and went, and yet I have seen it. I've seen other ones posted because, you know, people have mostly been inside. Bears are coming out. And I have lately seen a
we
bunch
mean
of
actual bears.
Actual bears.
Like
bear,
the
bears.
Animal.
Bears. And I've seen a couple of threads recently about baby bears specifically. My thing today is baby bears. Because once some pictures of baby bears started going around the internet, it became clear that baby bears are like bananas. Like they're so cute that they might not be real, which as we know is how I feel about pandas. They stand up like little humans and they just like do funny things with their hands and like wave at each other and stuff. And then there's this incredible thread of a bunch of baby bears, and down further in the thread is just a tree full of them. And I couldn't find it today, but I also saw like 3 TikToks in a row of people in Yosemite who were like, oh, there's baby bears everywhere. I mean, I guess it's baby bear season or whatever. I don't know. But like, what is the deal with baby bears? And
they come
out
of hibernation, give birth, baby bears start frolicking around now. That seems legit.
And they frolic like little dudes. They frolic like little people. They frolic on 2 legs. Baby bears are crazy.
Oh my gosh, these pictures, folks.
You're looking
you gotta go Rich will put the link in the show notes and the Discord, I think, but yeah,
I'm just putting in Discord now because baby bears are banana pants.
Listen,
you guys,
it is still true that you do not want to come between a mother bear and her babies, but it is also true that it is cute as hell if you can safely get a TikTok of them.
Dude, I know. I think the people in Yosemite were inside. They're like inside, you know, and they're on the baby bears are on a patio or something. Uh-huh. But it's remarkable.
Oh, Laura says they give birth around in hibernation, but that still tracks. This would be about the right time. So yeah,
dude,
baby bears,
bananas.
I mean,
like, go to our show notes. It's a thing, not me. Find this thread of pictures of baby bears. I mean, somebody referred to it like that they're basically a witch's coven because they're all just standing around. They're holding hands. There's literally 3 of them standing around in a circle holding hands.
Yeah, they are invoking some kind of summoning.
I mean, I've seen baby bears here and there, like on the move with mama bears, and they're doing their normal 4-legged walk. But I did not know that they just like stand up and walk around on the regular.
That's amazing. Listen, folks, what other show takes you from Frederick Douglass's speech to the heights of Hamilton through Spikeball to baby bears?
To baby bears. There's even a video. I think it's actually old. I think I've seen it before, but it's a bunch of baby bears swarming an above ground pool.
Oh,
guys.
That's amazing. That's a jamboree. The DLR
it's
is exactly
jamboree.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, basically, anytime you're feeling when you're feeling overwhelmed by the world. And you will be, if you are not already, just go to either Twitter or TikTok, put in the search term baby bears, don't look at anything else, and you'll feel better right away.
Listen, folks, we don't describe the disease without also describing the cure.
That's right. We're here to help you.
All right. Let's get to your things. Thank you for emailing, posting, Discording. Mary B. commented on our blog. Email. It's generational. My kids couldn't find the email app on their phones if you paid them. But I'm involved in a volunteer group consisting of ladies who are generally 15 to 20 years older than I am, and they generate so much email. Like having to scroll down to see all of it from just one conversation about some issue. I stare at the screen for a while, close the laptop, and go do something else. sort of like Facebook. Kids abandoned it as soon as the olds found it.
Maybe. Could be. It is very true that my son is absolutely baffled by the entire concept of email. So maybe that's what happened. And then the Gen Z is maybe where I saw that resurgence of not answering email was like Gen Z's on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Joe has a thing that he would like to submit to the show with supporting evidence. And I'm going to prejudge this. Yes. And I feel dumb because I can't believe that I didn't put this in here because we talk about it at my house all the time. Joe says, hello, thing makers. I have hit the middle aged but still younger than Tom man watches TikTok stage of the pandemic. And I have found a thing. Avatar, The Last Airbender, not the blue one, is a thing. The release on Netflix has been followed by all sorts of TikTok memes and fandom. For your consideration, the Avatar hashtag on TikTok. Mm. I expect what kind of bender would you be quizzes to follow soon. And he says, as a final note, I heard Molly say it's a lot on one of her other shows this week, and the thing crossover made me smile. Avatar is such a thing that I'm literally embarrassed I didn't put it in here. My son and his friends have all been watching it, and they're all talking about it. They're re-watching it, and then he has been, in fact, a conversation about Avatar is where he brought up Gatekeeper.
Ah, right. No. Okay. So I think of Avatar, The Last Airbender coming to Netflix as old news because it used to be on Netflix years ago when all of these kids that are rediscovering it were too young to watch it, I'm guessing.
He and I watched it then.
Yeah.
Yep. So he was like, all these people are totally gatekeeping Avatar. Mm-hmm. And so am I. Because, like, I totally already watched that. And I was like, well, you were, like, 7, so you can probably stand to watch it again. There was even video from a protest of, like, a young man who was saying, yeah, I would really love to be at home watching Avatar right now. But instead, here I got to be out here protesting because they won't stop killing us. And then he goes. And then someone else was like, the police are totally the Fire Nation. And he's like, the police are totally the Fire Nation. And they all just started shouting it.
Instant
all
meme.
Of these things have happened, and I did not think to myself, this is a thing. Joe, you nailed it, buddy.
Well done, Joe.
Nailed
well
it.
Done.
Such a thing.
Our shout outs this week, as always, are brilliant and inspired by the iconic movies of Canon Films.
All right, hold on. Canon Films. He springs us on this on us, and I have
what,
to duck
you don't
it
know Canon Films without doing a search, he says as he also types
I know
furiously.
Exactly, like duck go.
I actually know what this means, but I don't remember what it means.
The Canon Group was an American group of companies, including Canon Films, which produced films from 1967
all the Masters of the Universe people
to 1994. Yep. They tapped into a ravenous market for action B pictures in the 1980s. I think
Superman
that is all you need to know about the shout outs that are about to occur. For example,
Chuck Norris,
Eric Duncan, The Jaws of Death,
Esther Pena in Action 2, The Beginning,
Jake Woods 2, Electric Boogaloo,
Gabrielle Cohen and The Lost City of Gold,
Brad Sparks and the Young Dragons, the Kung Fu Kids.
Louis Saint-Amour, the White Stallion.
Andrew Wyatt, A Story of Streets, Women, and Crime.
Mike Akins 4, The Quest for Peace.
Oh my God. Is it wrong that I want to make a list of all these movies and watch them?
Watch the originating movie for each shout out.
Incredible. And
this
incredible,
is not an order,
by the way.
This is a request that you can deny because you're already supporting us at such a high level. But all shout out recipients, if you do get time to watch the movie that inspired your shout out this week, let us know what you think.
Please do. And if you don't, we'll
totally
understand.
Totally
we'll understand.
Fine.
Hamilton is streaming, so we get it.
We get it. Still. Totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who supports us at the shout out level, at any level. It is incredible. It is incredible. And we are so grateful. Patreon.com/itsathing. And that is how you become a member, get access to the cool stuff like the Discord, ad-free RSS feed. Really, the Discord at this point, you get talking rights.
Yeah. You can also email us. Keep those things coming, folks. Feedback at itsathing.me.
Such expert thing spotters we have.
You are. We'll talk to you next time.
Damn, Joe. My face is red. See you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.